This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that U.S. President Donald Trump was never briefed on intelligence that Russia had put a bounty on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan because there wasn't corroborating evidence. But former intelligence officials say that presidents are routinely informed about intelligence, even when it's not definitely confirmed. They say it strains to think that Mr. Trump would not have been told of something so important, whether corroborated or not. Intelligence that may be on shaky ground today may foreshadow tomorrow's calamity, so briefers are expected to ensure presidents have the fullest possible picture to prepare for something that may soon require full attention. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a bid by President Donald Trump's administration to avoid disclosing to the House Judiciary Committee grand jury materials related to former special counsel Robert Mueller's report documenting Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The justices will not hear, however, the arguments until its next term. That starts in October. That means the dispute is unlikely to be resolved before the November 3rd election. Gerald Nadler, the chairman of the democratically led House Judiciary Committee, said he was disappointed by the court's decision, but he was in fact confident that Democrats will prevail. In March of 2019, Mueller submitted his report to U.S. Attorney General William Barr after a 22-month investigation. It detailed Russian hacking and propaganda efforts to boost Mr. Trump's candidacy, as well as multiple contracts between Mr. Trump's campaign and Moscow. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The number of COVID-19-related deaths worldwide jumped by nearly 5,000 within a 24-hour period, taking the total to more than 520,000. In the United States, the figures changed slightly with more than 128,000 deaths. The number of infections, however, continued to surge around the world and in the U.S., with more than 10.8 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.7 million in the U.S. A combined 25,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases in just four U.S. states are fueling a surge as the country heads into the July 4th holiday weekend. Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas reported the figures Thursday. The U.S. as a whole recorded more than 50,000 new cases within a 24-hour period, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is urging officials to maintain maximum alert against the coronavirus pandemic as he criticized unspecified complacencies in his country's antivirus campaign. Despite the warnings, state media says that Kim reaffirmed government claims that there has not been a single case of COVID-19 in North Korea. The North's claim of being free of the coronavirus has been questioned by outside experts who say a major outbreak in the country could possibly have dire consequences because of its chronic lack of medical supplies and poor healthcare infrastructure. The country has shut down nearly all cross-border traffic and banned tourists to block the virus. The U.S. economy just posted its largest single-month job gain in its history. At the same time, the unemployment rate sits at one of its worst points since the Great Depression. As both Republicans and Democrats fight to spin Thursday's job numbers to their advantage, both sides face tremendous political risk on a defining issue heading into the presidential election. Former Vice President Joe Biden seized on the growing threat presented by the coronavirus after the better-than-expected numbers were released. President Trump claimed a major economic victory and downplayed the health threat, even as an explosion of new infections threatens to stall or even reverse some of the economic progress. Their dueling visions establish a new frame for the high-stakes debate ahead. The number of fires in Brazil's Amazon rainforest rose 20% in June to a 13-year high for the month. That's according to government data on July 1st, as researchers worry that it could signal a repeat of last year's surge in forest fires. Health experts also fear the smoke that often blankets the region during the dry season, causing respiratory problems, could cause complications for COVID-19 patients. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.